The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn, plan that wedding. Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christine Matthews. Hello. Welcome. Thanks for listening. That was a nice, like, slow and sexy kind of opening today.
Oh,
yeah.
A little Tina Turner, like we're going to
it was like
slow it down.
Rolling.
And we're
rolling,
there.
Rolling. I love that. I love that song.
That's my go-to karaoke song.
Oh.
I love it so much. In like a fantasy romantic comedy version of my life, that's like the grand finale is some big karaoke version of that.
Do you sing that when you're vacuuming in the house all by yourself and nobody's looking? You're like,
sure. And I'm like full Beyonce acting like Tina Turner acted. Or yeah, somebody on SNL acting like Beyonce who acted like Tina Turner. Yeah. I mean the hair toss and the like arms and the legs
and stepping
skirt.
Really fast.
Yes. All of it. Also in the car, which is like probably looks like I'm having a seizure if somebody like pulls up next to me.
Proud Christy, keep on burning.
I love that song so much.
It's really good. It's fucking genius, to be honest. Tina Turner. Can we get her on the podcast? Do you think?
Yeah. Who knows her? Hook us up.
That would be really cool. Something to
do
with
weddings.
She
lives in like a Swiss chalet or something.
Of course she does.
Yeah. She's like away. She's like somewhere far away. Yes. Like living in a castle. I'm almost positive. I'm not making this up. Maybe I dreamed it and it's somebody else.
The Tina Turner castle.
Yeah.
I mean, her big, big fame on her own came when she was later in life, really.
Mm-hmm.
The spiky hair. She kind of had Rod Stewart hair.
And there's been a like resurgence because of that song on Schitt's Creek that David's boyfriend sang to him. And it was a Tina Turner song. And then there's a whole backstory behind it of Dan Levy, like loving that song so much that was his, like when that song came on in a bar, he would be like, listen to the words. You're not listening to the words. Like it's,
oh wow.
Now it's like totally escaping me. But I looked it up after that Schitt's Creek episode and was like, how has the song not been a daily part of my life? And memorized that one. And now that's in my
simply
car.
The best. It's simply the best.
Yes.
Better than all the rest.
And it was in one episode with his boyfriend singing it. And then it was in another episode with him lip syncing it. And he's like doing all the like Tina emotions. And it's got such a good beat. It's just such a, now that you've said it, it's going to be in my head for the rest of the night. It's
better
it's
than
such
anyone.
A good song. Oh,
anyone I ever met.
Oh my God.
You're the best.
I think they also sing it in the wedding scene far later. Have you watched the whole?
Oh yes.
Okay.
More than once.
I think it's in it three times, if I'm not mistaken, that song. I think the a cappella choir sings it at their wedding also.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so beautiful.
It is.
Anyways, that's our little, if you don't know, Tina Turner is a goddamn legend.
I feel like this is the first time that we've spoken of Miss Turner.
It might be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you see how we brought that back to weddings coming in through Schitt's Creek for the wedding, for David's wedding.
Yes.
So there you go. Everything somehow leads back to weddings. I bet you we could do the whole Kevin Bacon thing and then, you know, somehow
get it to a wedding scene somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, this is Yawa.
Good opening.
Right. That's a really good opening. I mean, we didn't even plan that. That just, that shit was like organic and like, I'm sorry, there's a random
talking about
hair.
Some of our favorite things, talking about Schitt's Creek and Tina Turner, because right. you did the opening a little slower than usual.
Yes. We're going to slow it down. Anywho's, damn, it's November. That is just, you know, am I a broken record? Do I say this on every Yawa? Am I like, wow, it's already April. Oh, it's September.
Like we did for us, it feels like October is the end of the year because it's the end of like the end of October marks the end of wedding season typically.
Officially.
It's been so busy and crazy.
Yeah.
And this October felt like the longest fucking month of my life, but now we're in November and it's already basically Thanksgiving. So it felt like, when is this month going to end? And now it's like, oh my God.
It's already
Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is Yawa.
Yawa.
For November of 2021. And I think, you know, no, I don't think. I know that this is releasing the day before Thanksgiving this year. And as a result of giving thanks, if you want to give thanks at this time of the year, you know, if you are going to be eating some sort of a meal with people that are special in your life, regardless, we have decided to run a big ass sale on the big wedding planning masterclass because guess what, peeps? We're going into engagement season again. How about them apples? And I know that a lot of you listening know that you're going to be getting engaged soon, or perhaps you're already engaged. Perhaps you know someone getting engaged. Perhaps you know somebody planning their wedding. Whatever it is, the Big Wedding Masterclass is on sale right now. And it's one of the big ones. Okay. This is a big one. We're giving you thanks by offering you a $150 discount. $150. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a big discount.
It's like a third.
It's a lot. And yeah. it's off of the whole big bundle. The masterclass or the masterclass plus that comes with a coaching session. So go to thebigweddingplanningmasterclass.com and use code THANKS2021. Okay. THANKS2021. And you're going to get a $150 discount. And this sale is ending. Okay, are you listening? It's ending at 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, November 28th, 2021. So you don't have that much time.
It's our Black Friday.
It is. I just was like, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, blah, blah. Like, just thanks. Thanks, 2021. Oh,
you experimented with other codes?
Yeah, I was like.
You landed on that one.
Because it's not like only happening on Black Friday. And then there's that whole Cyber Monday shit. And I'm just like, you know what? It's, you know, thanks 2021. And it ends on Sunday. So.
Got it.
I mean, maybe I should have done it through Cyber Monday.
No, it just occurred to me that there's a lot of sales. This is another one. But this is a sale that you'll be happy you took advantage of. For like the next 9 to 18 months, depending on how long you are going to be in wedding planning mode.
Even if it's the last 3 months of your wedding planning mode, so many people have bought it just for that last chunk of planning.
Good it's point.
Well worth it. Okay. It's like,
so it's essentially every single thing we've talked about on the podcast, but in an instructive frame. So less chit chat, more. Here's what you need to do. Here's how to do it.
And here's our tools to do it. We are literally giving you our decades of knowledge of planning weddings, because we know not everybody hires a wedding planner. So we're your wedding planners. How about that?
You know, the mugs that you're seeing everywhere that are like, because it's gift giving season. So the mug, I've almost bought it for you several times. So I'm just going to tell you, it says, oh, this calls for a spreadsheet, something along those lines. And it's like happy font, like, oh, this calls for a spreadsheet. Our masterclass is like spreadsheet. Heavy. Like it's all the spreadsheets you're going to need. Yeah. It's all the spreadsheets you're going to need. And you're not going to need to like fuck around with them being like, what do I put up at the top? And I got to move this around. And how do I make this like calculation work? Which is basically like how I approach all spreadsheets. I'm like, wow, what do I do?
Because you know that, boom. Because that's, yeah, we're holding your hand through the spreadsheets, through the checklists, through the frigging layouts, through how to, you know, figure out transportation, hotel room blocks, hire your vendors. What do you ask a frigging DJ? What do you ask, a photographer? Site visits, how to compare caterers. I mean, there's nothing left out.
No spreadsheet left unturned.
That's good.
So check it out. Use the code. We're thanking you and you'll thank us.
Thanks, 2021. Thanks, 2021. All right. So speaking of thanks, Patreon members, you know, we do this housekeeping at the top of every Yawa, and we want to give a special thanks to our new Patreon members who have joined the club: Brittany H, Alicia J, Katie R, and Iris M. You all are fabulous because you are our newest Patreon members, and that means you are giving us, you know, like $5 a month to help us keep the pod going, because you believe in us. And you know what, darn it, people like you. We like you. We love you and appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much. I was wondering where that was going. You were just going with it. The patrons that we have get a newsletter every month. We put a lot of time and thought and links into that newsletter, and also a bonus episode, which is basically like a secret season, or like if you were used to get like the DVD, the whole like DVD of every season of Friends, and then you get like the extras and the background stuff. That's like what it is. So there's a bonus episode almost every month. When there's not a bonus episode, there's a fun Zoom cocktail hour that we do. And our patrons, we thank you 1,000 times, and we're always saying thank you, but it really makes a difference, like in the production of the podcast. So if you like the podcast, become a patron and help us keep the podcast alive.
That is correct, Christy. And now let's move on to reviews. We have a couple of reviews to read, just a couple. So I do want to put a CTA. Do you know what that stands for?
I do. Yep. Are you testing me?
Yeah.
Call to action.
Very good, Christy.
Thank you.
Really good job, buddy. Call to action. Can you guys like get on Apple Podcasts, like grab your phone, like open Apple Podcasts and like leave a review? We need it. We need more. We want more. I want more. No, but it helps get the word out, you know, and it helps just like drive us up to the top there. Because, you know, podcasting is not free. Well, it's free for you, I should say. This podcast is free for you. But for us, it costs a little money and a shit ton of our time. And we would love for you to give us some glowing 5-star reviews. So I'm going to read the first one. It's from Adam Explosion. And it is titled Wedding Fairy Godmothers. 5 stars. Michelle and Christy have quickly become my wedding planning fairy godmothers. Each episode is not only informative, but incredibly entertaining. I feel more confident researching vendors and going into interviews after listening to their tips and the learning lingo of the various industries. It's helped tremendously. I also appreciate the care they take in writing the show notes of each episode. Listen to this podcast. It will help you laugh and learn each week. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you very much. Also, about the show notes, if we mention a link on the episode, it's always in the show notes. And that's for advertisers or websites, the guests' links. They're always on the show notes. And I don't know that we mention that all the time because we don't really track like how many hits we get to our show notes. But that, I listen to podcasts in the car and I'm always like, shit, what was that?
And you go to the show notes.
I wanted to remember. Yeah. And the show notes will give you the info. So full of links are our show notes. Links on show notes are. Okay. Anyway, second review for today. I must listen for brides, she says, and she or he or they, and that is Phi fan, but also we should note that it's a must listen for grooms and anybody involved in planning a wedding.
Yes.
I can't get enough of these ladies and their amazing advice. They've been such a help in planning my wedding, especially during the craziness of COVID. I almost completed binging all the past episodes and just bought the wedding planning masterclass. Thank you, ladies, for being so wonderful and for being a part of my wedding journey.
Thank you for bringing us along in your wedding planning journey, especially now that you're in the masterclass. So we're planning that wedding with you. That's cool. I'm having a great time. Are you?
Mm-hmm. I feel good about it.
Yeah, we're doing a good job. So there you go. All right. So we've got some questions to get to. Let's go to email number one. Finding the perfect DJ. Oof. Christy, you want to read it?
Yes. My fiance and I are having trouble figuring out how to find a good DJ. Music is one of our top priorities for our wedding. For most of our vendors, we're willing to give up control and let them use their creative license, but that is not something we want from a DJ. We are typically the designated playlist makers for all events, and given our love of music and playlists, we've already determined most of the music we want played at our wedding. We've been together for almost 8 years and knew we'd be getting married pretty early on. So we've made notes of the things that we've liked and not liked at weddings that we've attended. We have yet to hear a DJ that we've loved. In fact, most make us cringe. How do we go about finding a DJ that we like? With other vendors, we're able to see like a full album of photos or their floral arrangements, have tastings of food. But with the DJ, you can't watch videos of full sets. We've been part of wedding parties where the couple is so excited for their DJ. And when the wedding happens, cringe songs like Sexy and I Know It are played. It's all the same music that we heard at the last wedding we attended. Like, we've had enough of Single Ladies, or the DJ MC himself is obnoxious. We've had discussions about whether we even need a DJ because we know the music we want and we have not liked the ones that we've seen. But ultimately, we don't want either of us to be responsible for coordinating the music and dances, troubleshooting issues that might come with the sound system, et cetera, things like that on our wedding day. So we're stuck. We want to make sure our money goes to someone we love and we'll be happy with. Any advice you give us will be really appreciated.
Oh, man. You know, we've heard different versions of this question. I feel like music is such a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, and I feel like I have amazing taste in music, and my husband quickly tells me your taste in music sucks. Mm. And I'm like, well, your taste in music sometimes is good, but it's very like narrow-minded. I like all these different types of music, all, you know, all genres. My best friend and I share a lot of the same interest in music, but then every once in a while I'll be like, no, like that sucks. So keep in mind, dear listener, that what you and your fiance might love and what you play at your home parties might not be what everybody loves. But that being said, it's your wedding. Play whatever the hell you want. You know what I mean? If you want to play all friggin' Beyonce the whole night, cool. Right. Also, I kind of like sexy and I know it. I'm just going to say it. It does get me like moving. I'm sexy and I know it. I know it's really, you know, but it's good. I don't know, whatever. Don't judge me.
There's a lot of music that make people cringe at weddings.
Yeah.
But it also might be the exact same song that gets Aunt Dale out onto the dance floor. And then you have that memory of your whole family, you know, dancing around. When else is that going to happen but at a wedding? So it serves a different purpose. And wedding DJs are part of that machine where sometimes you're sitting back and it's like, oh, I don't know about that announcement style, or no, we don't want to play that game, or I can't believe he's interacting with people this way. So I understand their anxiety about finding the right fit because they've seen a lot of wrong fits. I also understand what it's like when you go to a wedding and the bride and groom or the couple are really excited about a DJ. And then it like the DJ doesn't live up to, you're like, this is who they were really, really stoked about. So, you know, different tastes, different strokes, different folks, all of that. I'm wondering if we have any good advice or like,
I have recommendations,
insight. What about like how to find the right fit?
This if is, she's this seen is a lot of
what
hard.
She doesn't want.
This is what's difficult. Okay. And I, you know, I'm telling you, I've said this before, finding music for my clients is one of the hardest things, especially bands, but sometimes DJs, because everybody has this like strong, like aversion to certain types of music and certain types of personalities. If you go with a quote wedding DJ, everybody's like, oh no, the wedding DJ, they're really cheesy. They're not all cheesy. Some people like that. You know, some people want an MC. Some people don't want the DJ or anybody saying anything, right? So everybody has these, believe me, I've worked with all types of couples where they wanted the cheesy, they wanted the freaking Macarena or whatever YMCA. And I'm like, oh my God, like I'm going to die if I hear that. And then there's people like, I want my DJ to just play the music and not talk. And I don't even want toasts. So it's very, what's the word? Subjective. Is that the word, Christy?
Yeah. As opposed to objective, which would be like, it's black and white, good or bad. Yes. Yeah, so a lot of gray area.
There's a lot of gray. And, you know, then there's the people that are like, I don't want a wedding DJ. I go to this frigging club all the time. I love the DJ. I want him so badly to do my wedding. And I've seen those DJs at weddings and they fucking suck because they don't know how to DJ a wedding. A wedding is different than going to a club. There's all age ranges. There's toasts. There's certain dances that you do and they are not into it.
It's who the same way you could say, yeah. Well, same way with photographers. If you were to say like, I know what style of photography I want and it is not wedding photography. I want photojournalistic, like cover of, you know, whatever, Time magazine or editorial, Annie Leibovitz, Vogue, that's what I want. But that person doesn't know how to shoot a wedding day. A DJ has to do the wedding reception, sometimes the ceremony. That's 6-7 hours. There's a lot of ins and outs that a club DJ is not going to know about. So we've talked about that, how it doesn't always mean just because you like the music that they're playing, that they're going to be a good DJ at your wedding, because it is, there's a lot more to it. But this couple sounds like they don't even want a DJ to, they don't even want the songs played in a different order. They want to like hand a DJ the list and it's these songs at this time in this order. And that made me hesitate to answer in some ways, because I was like, oh, it's going to be hard to find a DJ who's willing to do that.
So listen, I don't know what you do for a living, dear listener, or your partner. And I'm not trying to be an asshole here, but I want you to open your mind a little bit more to the potential of finding a DJ that may not play your playlist exactly as you want it. And your playlist may not appeal to everyone at your wedding. You know what I mean? The other thing I want to say is I have a favorite DJ company and they travel. So I'm going to plug them because every time I bring them to my weddings for my clients, there is not one person sitting down. I shit you not. The last wedding I did, there were like 5 people in wheelchairs, Christy, and all the wheelchairs were on the dance floor too. Like they're insane. So, and they've been, Matthew Rubino has been on the podcast before. The company is the Flash Dance, right? Flash Dance DJs. They're out of LA. They travel. They all at one point were resident DJs at certain clubs in LA, but like, it's just, and they won't play your playlist, by the way. Like they literally will not do that. They will ask you like some of your favorite songs. They will read your guests and they will just play on the fly, you know, every moment, every turn of the way. Okay. They'll play like if you want a first dance song or whatever, but I'm telling you, like, even if you go to their website, you're going to see something very different than you see on every other wedding DJ site. I don't know where you're located. You might be out of the country. They literally fly all over the country. They're amazing. So that's who I would shout out. And then I was like looking on their Instagram to be like, do they have like a certain hashtag? Like if you like looked up a certain hashtag, like where would you find a cool DJ? They don't even use hashtags. I don't know how to just randomly find a good DJ. I know that's crazy for me to say, cause I'm a wedding planner, but I go based off of experience and like people who I've used and been exposed to. And I'm telling you, like, that's the one universal DJ company that travels that I feel like everybody loves.
Mm-hmm. I think if you're listening to this, hopefully a lot of you are getting good advice, but for the one person who wrote this email, if you're listening and you're like, well, that's crazy, I'm not going to hire somebody who will straight up not play this playlist that means a lot to me that I've put a lot of time into, because this is clearly a priority for this couple. So the alternative, I think, because my instinct is you're not going to have a very hard time finding any DJ who will just play a playlist in the order that you've given them, like a professional DJ. Michelle's advice is this company is amazing. She's like, I stand behind them.
I do.
But they're not going to play your playlist exactly as Mm-mm. you want it. And Mm-mm. they might not even play their playlist, period. In, you know, especially in that order, you're going to have it timed out. So I think you might be able to meet the needs that you have, because we do appreciate that you put some thought into this. And we appreciate that you have narrowed this down as a priority that you want to be really deliberate about. This is important to you, more important than other things. So I think you might solve your problems by hiring a sound tech. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And hiring an MC mm-hmm. or tapping like a really awesome organized friend who can like do the MC parts, but go using your own playlist, because I think finding a DJ that would do this the way that you want is only going to,
it's a waste of money. Why yeah. are you going to hire a DJ if like, and I don't know, did this listener specifically say they want their playlist played in the order and the whole nine? I mean, is that what they're saying here? But if that's your ideal, if your ideal is curating a playlist for your wedding and having it played, you know, song by song, plenty of people do this. Mm-hmm. And it would be
because we couldn't afford a DJ.
Well, you couldn't afford a DJ. This is another, you know, there are people that do it because they want 100% control of the music and they only want the music played that they, you know, have on their playlist. So don't hire a DJ, do it yourself. We have an episode on that. How to DJ your own wedding. Like we have
and
an episode.
It sounds like, if you're nervous about the sound tech stuff, that is a job. People do that.
Yeah. And what's not lovely about that is when somebody's got a microphone in their hands and they're making a toast, if there's feedback, if the volume isn't high enough or if it's too low, like you've got somebody like constantly working the sound and they're staying at your wedding the whole night and they're setting up the equipment, they're playing your playlist, they're pausing it for you. Like that might be the best option for you and the best, you know, use of your money.
Yeah.
I when I hire Flashdance, when Matthew Urbino comes to my weddings, I actually hire the equipment. I mean, I rent the equipment and have a sound tech on site the entire time. And that's the way we roll. That's the way Flashdance rolls. 'Cause they're cool like that. But yeah, well, this is a good question. And I feel like a lot of people have the same, you know, frame of mind. So
yeah. And I think there's people that are like playlist gurus.
Yes.
You know, like I've got a playlist for that.
Yeah.
Oh, are we going on a 20-minute car ride? I've got a playlist for that. Like it's put together. It's deliberate. It's like essential that their playlist, like they always have a playlist going on in their mind, like a running soundtrack at all times. So if that's your jam and that's important to you, I think we've moved towards the direction of like, maybe you don't need a DJ, you need a sound tech and an MC.
And it could be somebody in your family or your friends that has a great speaking voice, you know, or theater background, or they're just always like the life of the party. Just make sure they're not like going to get hammered and then, you know, just screw everything up. Okay. So neon signs are freaking cool. They're just like, you see them and you're like, that is just, they're the cool factor. And a lot of weddings have them. I love when weddings have neon signs. I want a neon sign in my house. Christy, do you want a neon sign?
I want a neon sign. I want to do a photo shoot, maybe like a holiday card, something where it's like in the background.
Okay.
I think they just like look so cool photographed.
Yep.
And they are unique and bright and fun and funky. We're seeing them at a lot of weddings. We love them. And we are recommending our favorite neon sign company, My Neon Store. Check out myneonstore.com.
Yes, myneonstore.com. They are covered by their bulletproof warranty and no surprise promise. They also make the process super easy with free quotes and mock-ups. They are delivered to your door in as quick as 7 days from the time you pay for it, okay? Plus, they're the only brand that offers a deadline guarantee. So you can get your own custom neon sign made with like your last name or your hashtag, or choose one of the ones that they already have made up that are super, super cute. And I'm going to tell you something. They were offering already this huge discount to you all listening, but guess what? They love us so much. They upped the discount.
They called back and said, go ahead and make it 35.
Yeah. Yeah.
35% off.
Yeah. So they're offering the Big Wedding Planning Podcast listeners 35% off. So go to myneonstore.com and use code BIGWEDDING. This is ending. This sale is ending on December 1st, 2021.
December 1st, 2021 is when the sale ends. So go now and get 35% off your neon sign for your wedding at myneonstore.com.
Code BIGWEDDING. Thank you, My Neon Store. All right. Email number 2. Hello, lovely ladies. My daughter will be 15 when my fiance and I walk down the aisle. She is currently expressing interest in wanting to be my maid of honor and not just a bridesmaid. It would mean the world to me to have her in that position, but I am afraid she would be biting off more than she could chew. I have told her some of the tasks associated with being a maid of honor, but I am sure I have not thought of some. What are the typical and not so typical maid of honor duties for a wedding? I was already planning on paying for a chunk of the bachelorette party, but wasn't planning on paying for the wedding shower. I was thinking of maybe asking the other two women who I want to be bridesmaids to help my daughter in her tasks, but I'm not sure that would be fair to any of them. Do you have any thoughts?
Yes, of course we do. I love the idea. I definitely think you should make it work. This is like a memorable experience, and there's no guarantee that there's no guarantee in life. But a lot of times as we get older, people that we were very, very good friends with might not be the same people that we are still very, very, very good friends with.
You're so wise.
Your daughter, she's going to be in your life forever. And having her be your maid of honor in your wedding and sharing this memory and this experience with her will be, I think, the right decision for now. And you'll be happy that you made the decision later. And so will she. I think as far as tasks and obligations go, the role is not, this is not like written in stone or even like it used to be even 10 years ago. Things have like morphed and changed and evolved so much. A lot of times the maid of honor is just a title and a toast, and the entire wedding party or best friends, your VIP crew, maybe not even a wedding party, take on what used to be like that one person's job. I don't think it's very like strict. I don't know. Like the role is changed. I've worked with plenty of maids of honor who don't do some like maid of honor checklist. It's just a different, you figure it out with her. It doesn't need to be like, if you're going to be my maid of honor, these are the things that you need to do. Are you ready for this? Because if you're not, I don't want you to be my maid of honor.
Yeah, I think so. This is hard because my daughter would totally want to do this. And I would be so like, oh, my sweet baby. But part of me would be like, damn it. Like, I want to, you know, like party at my bachelorette party. And, you know, like, so I have kind of a kind of good compromise. And I've seen this happen on more than one occasion with my clients, is that you have two maids of honor. So they're co-maid of honors, or like maid of honor, junior maid of honor, because she's 15, perhaps. See if she wouldn't mind, quote, sharing the responsibilities with an adult, someone that you know has got, you know, she's your girl, she's going to help you party, she's going to, you know, slap down a little bit of money for that wedding shower, bachelorette party. And then that way you still have your daughter in that special position, but as the junior maid of honor. So like her duties could be, you know, decoration for the parties, or, you know, grabbing your bouquet when she's standing next to you, during the ceremony, being the one to walk right before you do. So your senior maid of honor walks out, and then your junior maid of honor, and then you. So there's a lot of things that she can do. I mean, traditionally the maid of honor is like, I guess like the beck and call person and the one who plans all the parties and the one
who runs interception,
arranges for everything and makes sure you have everything and there to support you. And as we have heard from hundreds of listeners, they're not always the best at that job, because we don't choose the people that really do lift us up. But that being said, your daughter will most likely be really great at that. And she's excited and she asked to do this. So I think it's just beautiful and it's a wonderful opportunity, but I think you have two maids of honor. That's my two cents.
Mm-hmm. And for something like if you have a shower, if you're having multiple events, shower, bachelorette, some parties, your daughter can be very involved in one of those, but doesn't necessarily need to be on like the planning committee of all of them. Mm-hmm. I would just keep the like lines of communication open in terms of like, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about this? But also like put a couple things on her plate, and then you don't need to run everything by her. She's a teenager. Mm-hmm. And I hope that she makes a toast, because that I think would be, you know, that's the icing on the cake, so to speak.
Yeah.
So our sponsor, we want to say thank you to is Zola.
Z-Z-Z-Z-Z. You didn't finish it. Zola.
Z-O-L-A, Zola.
Zola.com is the one place to start your wedding planning. They've got your back for all of your wedding needs. That's why over a million couples. I remember when this used to be like, you know, 250,000. Now it's over a million couples have planned their weddings with Zola. And Christy, I know you recommend Zola to your clients. I recommend 100%. Zola to my clients. Like, I would say 98% of my clients use Zola, not only for the website, but for the registry, for the save the dates, for the invitations, the whole nine. It's Zola.
Yep. And a lot of times people circle back to those websites because the website templates on Zola are so great and so easy to use. So to coordinate your save the dates, invites, and your wedding website all together just looks like you have your shit together, because you do, because you listen to our podcast and you go to Zola.com for all of these things.
Yeah. Weddings are expensive. Did you know that?
Ever heard that?
I never heard that. Planning with Zola never is. All of their planning tools are completely free to use, like the free wedding website. And that's home to your gift registry, which, by the way, comes with free shipping and returns.
And it's not just free, it's risk-free. So you're going to get free personalized samples of your invitations so that you can see them, touch them, try them out before you buy. And of course, free envelopes and guest addressing.
So whatever your style or your budget, Zola has you covered, so you can think less about the millions of things you need to do. We know all those tasks, okay?
There's a checklist.
There's checklists for that. And more about those million wedding moments, those moments that you're going to remember and treasure forever.
If you're planning your wedding, here's our tip. Start with Zola. Go to zola.com/bigwedding today and use promo code SAVE50, SAVE50, for 50% off your save the dates. Zola is the one place to start for your wedding day. That's zola.com/bigwedding and the code is SAVE50.
Thank you, Zola.
Okay. First, I want to say that you're both amazing.
Oh my God, thank you.
Thank you. And your podcast and masterclass have been so helpful in figuring out this wild world of wedding planning. I truly appreciate all the goodness you put out into the world. That's nice.
Yeah, that's really nice. Thank you. Second, and you're part of the masterclass. Sorry, go ahead.
My partner and I are planning a wedding for October 2022. I originally wanted to elope to avoid a bigger wedding, as I find large groups to be overwhelming. He is very extroverted, though. He comes from a large family that is very close and also has several friends that he feels must be there. I have a very few people that I want to invite, only immediate family and a few close friends. So after much discussion, we've settled on a list of 100 people. As we get closer, I am feeling intensely overwhelmed at the thought of saying vows in front of so many people, many of whom I am not close to. As a compromise, we are considering turning our welcome dinner on Friday night into a wedding ceremony with family and wedding party, only about 50 guests, and then having our larger reception the next day with 110 to 120 people. Is this something you've seen done before? My main concern is that people only invited to the reception will feel slighted or be less likely to come as they are not invited to the ceremony. Do you think it would be appropriate to do it this way? I'm trying my best to make this situation feel comfortable for myself so that I can actually enjoy marrying my partner while still making sure he feels celebrated in a way that is meaningful to him. I also don't want to upset too many people in the process. Thanks for your time and advice. Your podcast release each Wednesday is the highlight of my week.
Oh my God, that's so sweet. This is completely okay. And I have had many clients choose to do this. Not only because it sounds like you suffer from some social anxiety, and so many people do. We've heard from so many listeners, right, Christy, that have had this, this issue, either they have, or their partner or their family members. It is a thing, and it is real, and it is overwhelming. I do not have social anxiety. I thrive off of people listening and watching to me sometimes. So I'm a whore like that, but I've had many clients do this. And oftentimes it's even a smaller group than 50 people. Mm-hmm. Like it's only like, you know, parents, best friends, siblings that are there to witness the union, the ceremony. And it's because that's like so intimate oftentimes, right? And those vows that you say to one another are very intimate. And so it's completely fine. And you're not going to upset anybody. Honestly, people want to come and party. Okay. They want to celebrate. They want to eat. They want to laugh. They want to drink and they want to dance. So you're going to be giving them a party. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're just not invited to the ceremony. And that's fine. That's fine. Some people are late to the ceremony. Some people miss it. Some people love it. Some people thrive off of it. You do what is best for you. You do not want to be, excuse my French, shitting your pants on your wedding day, which, you know, because you're nervous and stressed out. Like, don't do that. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah. I like how the listener mentioned, like, I want to enjoy myself on my wedding day. And I also want my partner to feel celebrated and enjoy himself. So we've said before that a wedding is only as much fun as the couple that is getting married. Well, set yourself up to have fun. Like, I like that that's a priority. I like that you are able to say, like, you know what? I want to be able to enjoy myself. So how do we get to that point? And if having your ceremony with a smaller group is going to make you be able to enjoy more of your wedding weekend now, as it might be with two nights, then you should absolutely do that. I don't know, however, if 50 people, like, I'm wondering if you narrow it down to 50 for that welcome party, that a few months before, that's going to feel like, well, why are we even doing it in front of 50? That even that is too many. So I just want to throw out that we have both Michelle and I worked with couples who exchanged vows pretty private, like very privately.
Very private.
Even I've had couples exchange vows, just the two of them, the officiant and the photographer. And that is for this very reason of like, these words that we're saying to each other, I don't want to say in front of a lot of people. But I also don't want to elope. I want to have this big party and celebration. I just want that part, which feels very important to us and very sacred to us. Also, I'm shy or I'm introverted or I'm nervous public speaking. So one way to kind of deal with it is to just cut that part of the wedding day out and do it privately, separately. And it could be that it's your entire ceremony, or you could think about like, what makes you nervous? Standing just the two of you with all eyes on you, or does actually saying your own written vows make you nervous? Because I've also seen ceremonies that are pretty short and sweet where the couple has already exchanged the like self-written personal me to you vows. And then the ceremony is more the formality, maybe as you know, some religious or cultural aspects in the ceremony, but the couple themselves don't actually speak too much directly to each other.
It's
all wrapped up in like 10 or 15 minutes. And it's more for the like placeholder of like, well, this is our ceremony. And now we're going into the reception. So that's something to think about. And my other like word of advice, or I wanted to say like caution, but it's not really a caution because you have nothing to be worried or, you know, afraid of, is that your reception, even though you're not going to have the ceremony, maybe you're not going to invite all the people, which I think they'd be fine with, like Michelle said, that doesn't mean that your reception is just like 4 hours of open party time. There still are things that happen that make it a wedding reception. Mm-hmm. There are things that happen like every 30 minutes or so is kind of the general rule, you know, toast, transitioning from one space to another, cutting a cake,
first dance,
the beginning of dinner, first dance, a speech, an acknowledgement, you know, parent dances. So these things are what make a wedding celebration different than just a regular party with your friends. So I encourage you to think about the like micro events and the place markers throughout the day that you still want to have and evaluate those. Like, is dancing in front of everybody at, if, you know, do you even want to do a first dance? If having all eyes on you, you know, makes you nervous, or that's something that you're going to dread. So be really deliberate about what makes your schedule, like what makes the cut. And I would say cut out everything that gives you even like a little bit of a, you know, bad feeling in your stomach at this point, because it's only going to get worse and you're going to feel more and more pressure. And I, you know, if I were your wedding planner, I would just grab you by your shoulders right now and look you in the eyes and say, like, I don't want you to feel anything but awesome on your wedding day. So if we have to take out X, Y, Z, and the other thing, let's do it and we'll figure it out.
Yes. And going back to what you said, that's right. We've heard from people who write vows and then just the two of them, the morning of or something, like gather and like read each other those vows and have a very intimate moment and like say those things to one another. I've also had clients who had the wedding ceremony, like the legal personal wedding ceremony with just like 10 people there. And then they go and have like this, like, it's kind of like a mock ceremony in front of everybody. And it really takes the edge off. It takes the stress and nervousness out of, quote, kind of performing a ceremony in front of 100 people when you're already married and you've already said those vows to one another and you've already done it in front of the most important people to you. Then you're like together and you get ready and you go to this big party and you're like, okay, cool, let's walk down the aisle and let's have your best friend like do a ceremony for us. And, you know, when we know that we did that other one, that was just for us. So that's another way of doing it. And finally, I will add that if you do decide to do that small ceremony the day before, have photos and see if you can run like just in the background. It doesn't have to be everybody sit here and watch now. Photos from the ceremony at the reception, just so people can kind of like see like, oh my God, that was, you looked so beautiful. Or, oh my God, look at he's crying. Like,
yeah,
just photos of it, like a little slideshow just in the background. You know, it doesn't have to be, okay, everybody, here comes the slideshow. Everybody watch now. It doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah. Have it projected against a wall, just running on a loop. It has that kind of like vintage Wonder Years feel of like just something on the background, you know, as a projection.
Yeah.
And then people will feel like, we got to see that part and like, look how beautiful and sweet you two look. And that's really nice. Cause when else are you going to do that?
Right.
Do it. Keep us posted.
And we'd like to thank our final sponsor for this episode, Manly Bands. My husband has the baller.
That's what I was going to say. Both of our husbands wear a Manly Band wedding ring. And the baller for Jose Luis, my husband wears the one called the model, which I find hilarious. And he would too. I know. Yeah. So it's blue on the inside, this like turquoise blue just on the inside. You can see sort of like flashes of it, but it gets a lot of attention. Maybe more attention than my, you know, my rings, which are like the only jewelry I wear.
Really?
People will be like, is that blue in there? And it's tungsten on the outside. It's got this like cool matte feel to it. The baller does too, right? The black tungsten.
But it's black. Listen, if Lance gets a lot of attention with it, I'm going to tell Jose Luis, because then he might want to get that because he likes attention.
If our husbands are wearing these rings for years now, they have been, and you're hearing us talk about them, then you know it's the real deal.
Manly Bands has awesome wedding band options in just about every type of earthly material imaginable, and even some from outer space. They have meteorite, carbon fiber, Damascus steel, wood, antler, and even dinosaur bone.
They also have women's rings right now, which are very unique. And this is new. I think this is new since even our last ad.
Oh, hey. And they have that Pride collection.
Very good. With Manly Bands, you can shop with confidence. You get a free warranty. It includes a 30-day exchange policy. They'll ship their rings for free worldwide and include a free silicone band.
Yes. So go to manlybands.com/big wedding. If you don't know the size, you can order their manly ring sizer, which is super awesome. It works so good. It includes 26 plastic rings in whole and half sizes, from size five, it's little size five, all the way up to size 20. And on top of that, Manly Bands is running a huge sale from now through Cyber Monday, where you get 25% off. 25% off. Manlybands.com/big wedding.
So whether it's your first band or an upgrade, like it will be for Michelle's husband, go to manlybands.com/big wedding and use promo code big wedding to get 25% off now through Cyber Monday. That's 25% off at manlybands.com/big wedding.
Use promo code big wedding. Thank you, Manly Bands. All right. This last one is from our amazing Facebook group. Those Facebook peeps, I'm telling you, they're in there like talking to each other, talking to us, like supporting one another. It's such a great resource.
I think we had a lot more questions funneled through the Facebook group in the past like two, three weeks than through our email. And I attribute that to the, you know, variety of responses. And also it's a community group where many, many people are in the exact same boat you are in terms of like what stage of planning or what questions they're asking themselves. So you get good, like real time, like, hey, I just found out about this, or I just read about this website. Sometimes I'll go to answer some questions and see 10 answers before mine and be like, well, you guys got it covered.
Yeah.
Carry on. And this question is actually from a bride who's left other questions. You might remember her as the bride that was considering the pink dress. And then her family was like, oh, pink dress. We don't like it. You're going to regret it. And everybody on the Facebook group came in and was like, you wear that pink dress. Mm-hmm. You wear it and you love it and show us pictures. We can't wait. Like, do what makes you feel confident. And it was a real, like,
I love this
moment.
Yeah.
We talked about it on a Yawa too.
I know.
So same poster here.
Different
and
subject.
She must be getting into like real wedding planning, like nitty gritty details.
It's been
now.
A while. I feel like this has been in the planning for a while. This must be a COVID reschedule.
One of those postponed. So her question is about hair and makeup stylists. And she says, and this is in the past couple of weeks, has anyone had any trouble with hair and makeup? I have 7 ladies that I need to get ready the morning of. I was planning on having stylists come on site so that we don't have to worry about driving back and forth, but every stylist I've consulted doesn't get back to me. Mm. One of my bridesmaids is suggesting that we all go to a salon the morning of. Is it better to leave the ceremony preparation area to drive a half an hour there and a half an hour back, as opposed to having stylists come to us? I was just in a wedding where we had to go to a salon to get ready and we nearly missed the ceremony start time. And it makes me so nervous.
Mm.
I said short answer, because I did answer her. I was like, short answer, you want the stylist to come to you.
Ideally, you want the stylist to come to you, especially with 7 people. Although if you're going to a salon and you can all get done at the same time, like if there's 7 different stylists at the salon, you're going to bang it out pretty fast.
Which will save you that hour of commute.
Yeah. But chances are it's not likely you're going to find that many. And the thing is too, you're not going to get 7 stylists to come to you either. Either way, you have got to put a humongous chunk of time into hair and makeup on the wedding day. And I really, my first question to you would be, what time is the ceremony? Because that would tell me everything. But I mean, you know, typically hair, if it's not a bride, is going to take at least 30 minutes. And that doesn't include setup and talk and all this. Okay. So honey, what do you think? And like touching your hair and like this and that, and makeup, same thing. So each woman needs at least an hour for hair and makeup. The bride needs 90 minutes to 2 hours, sometimes more if you're getting lashes, you know, like there's a lot. So a half hour drive is not horrible, but it's not great.
Mm-hmm.
And unless that, if you're telling me that ceremony is starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I feel so great about this. But if that ceremony is starting at like 1 o'clock, I'm like, ooh, this is really cutting it close. Plus, do you want to do first look? Are you going to do getting ready? You know, like getting photos in the morning, pre-ceremony photos. Like, what are you doing? What are we doing?
Either choice, you're going to need to create a schedule. If you listen to our podcast, which you do, you posted a year ago, so I know you're listening all, you know, I've been listening for a while. You need a schedule, and you need hair and makeup to have its own schedule within that schedule. And you need buffer time on both sides of the hair and makeup schedule, because you're dependent on somebody else arriving, setting up, or you commuting there and then them being ready to go. And then that buffer time afterwards is pivotal. The thing that's going to maybe make you sleep a little bit better at night, if you have it on site, is knowing like, well, if it runs over, if something happens, we're right here. Like,
yeah,
you would be able, even like worst case scenario, to postpone. I mean, the ceremony starts 10 minutes late, but it's like bobby pins are getting stuck at, you know, as you're like walking out the door, and the photographer is like, let's go. And the planner is like, let's go. So you're there, you're on site, you're close by. That might give you a little peace of mind.
Yeah.
In terms of them not calling back, which I think is like the second and maybe bigger part of this post, because it is such a crazy time and people are just working their asses off this year for weddings. There's not enough hours in the day to answer emails and respond. And I know that that's shitty and I don't want to like make excuses, but
they're probably on her date is what I'm thinking. When is her wedding? Do we know when her wedding
is? They're not getting a call back because of that.
Yeah.
That could be it. I think stylists. Yeah. I don't see, it doesn't have a date on it, but if it's coming up, you know, I think that stylists are one of those professions that is very word of mouth heavy. Mm-hmm. Like anytime that I've moved somewhere, you go to a new salon, you're like, I didn't really like that stylist. And you find somebody else and you're like, I liked this, but I didn't like that. And then you end up like talking to somebody random at a grocery store. And they're like, oh, I go here, but make sure you ask for Carrie because she's the best. Here's her card. Here's her number. And then you have a stylist that you like, don't trust anybody else for 5 years to even touch your head. So I think you need to think outside the box a little bit to find someone. I think you need to ask all your friends that live locally, who does your hair? Do you like them? Have you ever had professional makeup done, lashes on, any of that? Give me all the phone numbers. And I also think you need to post outside of wedding groups, like on a Facebook neighborhood page or your company page, something that's like, I need good stylist referrals, and just see what comes your way. Like expand your choices a little bit, because a good stylist is hard to find. You know, somebody that like you really click with and that you love is hard to find. And this is your wedding, and you want to get your hair done by this person ahead of your wedding, just to see. I'm talking about hair, not makeup so much, but you need trials, you know, widen your search.
You also might get to the point where if you can only find one stylist, you might just not be able to get all seven ladies' hair and makeup done. You know what I mean? You might have to like have them make a decision. Do you want hair or makeup? Or we're just going to do makeup. It's tough. That's a lot. That's a lot of people. And it's not like it hasn't been done before, but right now, depending on when your wedding is, knowing that we have all these reschedules, listen, I can't tell you how many last minute events I'm working with. It's insanity. So be patient. Take a deep breath. This is a hard one. This is a stickler. This is difficult. And the timing is going to be crucial. And, start with someone that's amazing for yourself.
Yeah. You are the most important.
Yeah.
Is what I was just, if you're the only one that gets hair and makeup done on your wedding day, that's okay.
So be it.
Yeah.
So be it. Maybe you do have a good friend who's really good at makeup. You know what I mean? Like, can you bring somebody in that's not a pro, but can help out? What can you do? Can you put an ad on Craigslist? I know it's not for you, by the way. You get the pro. Okay. What can you do? Yeah, but if it's a 6 o'clock ceremony, I think you're safe going to a salon. If it's a 1 o'clock ceremony, I think you need to do it on site. If it's a 3 o'clock ceremony, you might be able to swing it, but you got to start hella early. I'm talking like 7 a.m. friggin', you know, start time. It's crazy pants. It's crazy pants out there, people. Be careful. Be careful planning those weddings.
Hug your loved ones.
Yeah. And say hi to your mom. All right. That's a wrap for Yawa November 2021. Happy whatever you celebrate day or week. Happy vacation from work, from school. Happy Turkey Day. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy just, you know, watching movies on the couch, having a drink, whatever it is. Take a break from wedding planning, hug your loved ones, be thankful. We are very thankful for you. Christy, I am thankful for you.
Oh, you will, sweetie.
Okay. Okay. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast is hosted and produced by me, Christy Matthews, and Michelle Martinez. It is edited by Veronica Gruba. Music by Steph Altman of Mophonics. If you like the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, please subscribe. We are available for free on pretty much all podcast player apps. Help us get the word out by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram at the Big Wedding Planning Podcast and be sure to use the hashtag #PlanThatWedding when posting. Become part of our Facebook group. Join us and our amazing members. Just search the Big Wedding Planning Podcast community on Facebook. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 415-723-1625 and you might hear your voice on a future episode. That is it. Happy planning, everybody. Christy, love you, love your show.
Bye.